We continue reading the prophet Isaiah, coming today to Isaiah chapter 20, and our text is Isaiah 20, verses 1 to 6. It's only a few verses, but it's a unit in Isaiah's writing, and he's wrapping up his judgment and condemnation of Egypt and Cush. Egypt, of course, was a great power south of Israel and Jerusalem. They were at times, particularly during the 8th century B.C., they were tempted to look to Egypt to save them from wicked and mighty Assyria to their north. Cush was Ethiopia, a very wealthy at times ally of Egypt. And the time is that of Sargon, king of Assyria. That's 722 to 705 B.C. And in 711 B.C., Sargon's army came down and conquered Ashdod. That's a Philistine city on the coast not far from Jerusalem. It's in the neighborhood of the Jewish people, and Ashdod had raised up against Assyria. It did not go well. Now, Ashdod had been relying on promises from Egypt that Egypt would defend them if they would be willing to rebel against Assyria. But when the rubber met the road, the Egyptians reneged on their promises. That's the situation that is here. Now, very interestingly, Isaiah is told by the Lord, this is where he is to walk around Jerusalem for 3 years, essentially naked, prophesying this doom upon Ashdod and also Egypt and Cush. We're told he was to take off his outer garment and his sackcloth. Now that probably leaves him his loincloth. I think that's very probable, although it's possible that he went completely naked. Now, when you have that picture of the crazy prophet walking around naked, holding up a sign saying the end is near, it's Isaiah, who for 3 years fulfills this role in Jerusalem. Now, what's going on? Well, God is trying to get the attention of the nations and of his own people that there are serious things going on in this world. It's really not a playground. It's not about our little empires, our whims and whimsies. No, no, God is going to judge sin, and he is trying to get their attention in this way. Of course, we think of our Lord Jesus. Ultimately, he would be crucified in shame. He was naked upon the cross, and yet the world still walks by, busy with the affairs of this life. Well, the message to the nations about Egypt and Cush is this, that when the judgment comes, there is no earthly power that's going to deliver you. So many people put their trust. I wonder if you're trusting in the things of the world, money, pleasure, fame, power, all the things the world can give. But you see, when the time of testing comes, it'll happen at the very end. In fact, our sermon will discuss the end of history and the judgment that will befall. But it happens in smaller ways, anticipatory ways. Things come crashing down. Oh, on what will you rely? It is only the Lord who can save us. We should put not trust in princes, friends, but we should be relying on the Lord. How do we know we're relying on the Lord and not Cush in Egypt? Well, when it's his word that we're obeying. It was the word of Egypt to Ashdod that they should rebel against Assyria. And that was not a good word, and it did not end well. Well, we know that we're the people of God if we receive his faith, his word in faith and obedience. Well, with those things said, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, the 20th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. In the year that the commander-in-chief, who was sent by Sargon the king of Assyria, came to Ashdod and fought against it and captured it, at that time the Lord spoke by Isaiah the son of Amos, saying, "Go and loose the sackcloth from your waist and take off your sandals from your feet," and he did so, walking naked and barefoot. Then the Lord said, "As my servant Isaiah has walked naked and barefoot for 3 years, as a sign and portent against Egypt and Cush, so shall the king of Assyria lead away the Egyptian captives and the Cushite exiles, both the young and the old, naked and barefoot, with buttocks uncovered, the nakedness of Egypt. Then they shall be dismayed and ashamed because of Cush their hope and of Egypt their boast. And the inhabitants of this coastland will say in that day, 'Behold, this is what has happened to those in whom we hoped and to whom we fled for help to be delivered from the king of Assyria.' And we, how shall we escape. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.